Let's see. Sandy is calling us from Cincinnati. What's on your mind, ma'am? And thank you for calling. Would Sandy be there? I can hear her piano, I think. Hi, is this Sandy? Is this Sandy picking up the phone? Hi, Sandy. This is Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright. What's on your mind, ma'am? Thanks for calling.
Yes. I bought some colostrum in a powdered form, and I noticed that the doctor at the Tahoma Clinic recommended the capsule form. And so I kind of did the conversion from the powder to the capsule. And one's a little bit more potent than the other. But I was wondering, does it really make much difference if you take a little bit more colostrum than what, you know, a doctor recommends to heal up leaky gut?
Now, you're talking about colostrum. Is this from human source or animal source? Sounds like the stuff that's found with breast milk. Is that what you're talking about, ma'am?
It's, colostrum? It's powdered. It's from animals, yes.
It's from animal. Okay. Well, either way, you'd have to go pretty far to hurt yourself with it, ma'am.
Okay.
So.
I noticed on the bottle it said take it twice a day, and this doctor only said take it once a day. So if a person wanted to, you could take it twice a day. But
yes, one could safely do that with just about any colostrum product, whether it's human or animal.
Okay. Yes, this is definitely from cows. Okay.
And you go ahead, but I was going to just say the only exception is if there are a few people who are going to be allergic to it because it comes from another species, so just have that in mind.
Okay. I have been taking estriol and estradiol compounded and progesterone, and I wanted to try the estrogen patch, which I know is not really, you know, recommended by you. But anyway, my insurance pays for it, and I thought I might be a little bit more consistent in using it and more consistent in my estrogen levels. So I wanted to try it for, you know, short term and see how it worked. And anyway, the endocrinologist that I went to see, he said that he wanted me to stop the estriol and estradiol and the progesterone for a month, have this FSH blood test. And then after he got the results, then he would prescribe the estrogen patch. Well, he said he didn't think I need any progesterone, but I know that you're supposed to balance estrogen with progesterone, so I thought I could continue to follow my routine for the progesterone that's compounded and see how that works.
Okay, ma'am. But, well, look, a couple of things, ma'am. The estrogen patches, thank goodness, are a big old improvement over horse estrogen because they usually contain, and please check the label to see if that's what's in there, something called estradiol. And estradiol is bioidentical to human estradiol, and it is a potent estrogen. But here's the problem. Bioidentical hormone replacement, when that was first put together in the early 1980s, I studied as hard as I could about how to keep it safe, and I found the work of Dr. Henry Lemon, who was a gynecologic oncologist at the University of Nebraska, and he pointed out that women who had more estriol were less likely to get breast cancer, but if they had more estradiol than estriol, they were more likely to get breast cancer. And I'm sorry, but the regular endocrinologists who prescribe estradiol patches have just not yet caught on to the fact that they're prescribing one without pairing it with the other one, which keeps the anticarcinogenic balance intact. So if you do use the estradiol, the excuse that endocrinologists in our local area use is, oh, well, our bodies metabolize estradiol into estriol. Estradiol, by the way, is abbreviated E2, and estriol is abbreviated E3. And they say, well, your body will make that E2 into E3. Uh-huh, sure. Guarantee it for me, sir. And he better. Because there's a minority of women whose bodies do not take the estradiol to estriol very well. And one of them has published a book read by 4 million people. You've read those books by Suzanne Somers. Telling you how her body would not make estradiol into estriol, no matter what was tried. Most women, if they're working with a doctor skilled in natural medicine, can get their estradiol turned into estriol. Most can. but a few can't. And so I think it's irresponsible to prescribe just a estrogen, which, if there's not enough estriol around, not enough of its companion, it might raise your risk of cancer. That's my opinion. I can't say it's gospel, but it's my opinion.
Right. Well, given all my other health issues, I really feel like at this point I gotta, figure out what's gonna work best for me, and I'm more
concerned at this
point about my osteoporosis and trying to help that. So
yes, ma'am, you can do a test if you wish that will tell you if your body is metabolizing that estradiol into estriol. And I would, at a minimum, if you're going to use the estradiol, and obviously it's your choice, but if you're going to, at a minimum, you really should know. And there is a simple test that will tell you, and you can talk with any doctor in natural medicine about that. They just have you collect the urine and see what the proportions of estradiol and estriol are after you're using the estriol.
So this test, it doesn't test for all the things. It just tests for those two only.
No, ma'am. It's called a sex steroid analysis, and it checks for several estrogens, and it also checks for androgens for ladies, because androgens are important for ladies, too.
Okay. Well, can I ask you a follow-up question?
Have to do it after the break and make it pretty quick, because we've got a lot of folks waiting, but hang in there. Anyway, thank you for your patience. Sandy, you had a quick last question before we move along?
Yes. What can I take, or is there something I could take to stop the hot flashes from occurring while I don't take any estrogen or estradiol or whatever product for a whole month in preparation for this FSH blood test?
Yes, ma'am. The most effective thing I've run into, I haven't seen on the shelves lately, but you could call our dispensary and ask them if they have it or if they know where you can find it. It was a product called Herbal Remedy from Thailand. And they very cleverly used the initials Herbal Remedy from Thailand, or HRT, to suggest something. It's not hormone, though. It's entirely a Thai herb. And the reason it was developed, it was found in areas in Thailand where there was a lot of consumption of this herb, the ladies never had hot flashes, just never, ever. So anyway, it was called Herbal Remedy from Thailand. See if you can find it while you're looking around for it. And the other thing, of course, is soy. Now, soy has a lot of what are called phytoestrogens, as do other plants. And phytoestrogens sort of act like estrogens. By the way, they're not carcinogenic. And they cut down hot flashes, so there you go. Soy products.
So plant estrogens wouldn't affect the blood test?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Okay, you're welcome.